It's a little rough riding across this open ground. Hold on.
Ron Cox, executive director of the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, gives instructions to hold on tight as he drives a cart across a bumpy, open field. This large plot of land, located south of the developed portion of the Botanical Garden's property, is planned to be developed as well. Administrators of the Botanical Garden have recently made revisions to a master plan that Ron says was approved by the Fayetteville City Council about a decade ago. Those revisions have been sent to the city's Parks and Recreation Department, whose advisory board has scheduled a meeting for 5:30 tomorrow afternoon to gather public input on the proposed master plan. Ron says the revisions are a reaction to a number of things, such as the widening of Highway 265, which runs parallel to the garden's eastern border, and a streams ordinance that was passed by the city. The ordinance means the garden will have to move buildings that were planned to be constructed near Hilton Creek further away from the body of water. Pointing to a map of the proposed master plan, Ron shows how three buildings will be placed closer together now so they can be more readily served, and the reconfiguration will also result in less disturbance of the land. Another change to the plan is moving a small amphitheater that was initially going to be built in an open area.
It would work better if it was in located where the ground kind of conforms, or where you could build an amphitheater instead of being out in the middle of a flat open space where sound would not project well, would project too well in some cases, or you would be having outside noises influencing. Again, 265 highway being four lanes make a lot of noise. Plus, again, you'd have to disturb the land a lot more to dig out to be able to locate an amphitheater in a flat space. So a lot of this is just common sense adjustment to something that had previously been approved.
In addition to the amphitheater, the master plan includes the construction of a visitor center, event pavilion, community market, and additional parking space that Ron says he would describe as more like Crystal Bridges and less like a Walmart parking lot. He says in the original plan, the parking lots were located more toward the interior of the property, and they would have been available only to those visiting the garden. With the proposed revisions, the lots would be accessible to others, including hikers and bikers using the nearby trail system around Lake Fayetteville. In the revised plan, a portion of the soft surface trail around the lake would have to be changed because, as it is now, Ron says, the trail would run right through the middle of a proposed education building. One proposal by garden officials is to reroute the dirt trail to run alongside the paved trail located on the south side of the property. Phil Penny, president of the nonprofit group Ozark Off-Road Cyclists, has some qualms about this alternative.
The old trail system that's established is used by birders, hikers, mountain bikers, and several other user groups. The new trail system that they have proposed wouldn't necessarily be as natural of an area as the one that's established now. You would actually be beside the paved system. You wouldn't feel like you were in the woods in an intimate setting. It would also be adjacent to the property, or property that is not the city, which would also impact the experience.
Since announcing the proposed revisions to the master plan, Ron Cox, executive director of the Botanical Gardens, says garden staff members have spoken to people who have voiced concerns over the proposal. As far as the proposed rerouting of the current trail goes, Ron mentioned another alternative. Instead of having a small portion of the trail curve east into the footprint of the new education building, it could curve west and run closer to the lake and across Hilton Creek.
Our proposal is that we take them away from the what they're doing is they're crossing over this bridge right here, is that we actually build them a new wooden bridge. It would make it interesting. This is going to be a pavilion, that we do an elevated pavilion, and that they would, it'd be like going under a trestle or make a tunnel. We could even make it where, hey, it's exciting, we're going through a tunnel, you know. But this boardwalk wouldn't be very wide, but it's, you know, just kind of like a bridge with
So we've got some ideas that we think would make it interesting.
Ron says this is the first step in a process. He explains they must first work with the Parks and Recreation Department before presenting to the group's advisory board. Eventually, the city council would need to review and approve the plan. Then, as a nonprofit, the Botanical Garden would have to raise the funds needed to build the different structures. Ron says they are at the point where they feel like they need to raise funds and get the education building built. Ron says he realizes that other parts of the proposed plan would be done way in the future. So for now, Ron says he wants to work with others developing a plan that works for several people.
We would very much like for the different interests to help us to figure out the way that makes it work for everyone. And there's besides the trail users, there's also other groups. There's different bird watching societies, for example, and groups. And there are several hiking groups that also come through the area. What we've got to do is make sure that we have something that works for everyone. And I'm sure that not everyone is going to be 100% pleased with everything, but we've got to make it work the best for everyone involved, for the largest group.
A public meeting on the proposed master plan of the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks has been scheduled for 5:30 tomorrow afternoon at the garden's office, which is located at 4703 North Crossover Road. For links to more information on this story, visit our website, ozarksatlarge.com.